This is a story about a gangster who ran Chicago, but who was run out of Baltimore. It begins on the morning of November 16, 1939, at the gates at the Lewisburg, Pennsylvania Penitentiary, where a hulking man in a dark overcoat emerges and steps into a waiting black limousine. The prisoner released was infamous Al Capone, a mobster who, it was said, ruled Chicago and known to have a grotesquely violent temper. In company of his driver and bodyguards, Capone headed for Baltimore, specifically to a house in Mount Washington, 5708 Pimlico Road. Capone would spend a few weeks at this address in secrecy and under guard until arrangements could be made for him to check into Union Memorial Hospital on University Parkway to be treated for syphilis. Once hospitalized and predictably, Capone complained about the hospital food and inquired which Italian restaurant in Baltimore served the best Italian food. The word came, Maria's of Little Italy. Promptly, Capone sent one of his bodyguards over to have a talk with Maria and to make her an offer she couldn't refuse. The bodyguard, soon in the presence of the peppery, take-no-nonsense owner-operator Maria, explained he wanted dinner for a very important person, for pickup every night, never mind the cost. They sealed the deal, and Maria headed back into her kitchen. And here the bodyguard made a bad mistake. He followed Maria into her kitchen. Stunned, Maria turned and shrieked at him, "Get out of here! Nobody goes into Maria's kitchen." The bodyguard whispered, "Listen, lady, it's for Al Capone from Chicago. People try to poison him. I have to taste all his food first." Maria snapped, "You tell Mr. Capone nobody checks on Maria's food, and you get out." The feared Al Capone left town, cowed by Maria's wrath. And so the man who had run Chicago got run out of Baltimore.